Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 13th of July. This week in Battle Drill Devotionals, we focus on confession. It's tough to admit our sins and entrust ourselves to God's grace, but it is essential for our holiness and spiritual growth. Join me in turning once more to Nehemiah chapter 9 and verses 1 to 4. Today we're reading from the New International Version. The Israelites confessed their sins. On the 24th day of the same month, the Israelites gathered together, fasting and wearing sackcloth, and putting dust on their heads. Those of Israelite descent had separated themselves from all foreigners. They stood in their places and confessed their sins and the sins of their ancestors. They stood where they were, and read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for a quarter of the day, and spent another quarter in confession and in worshipping the Lord their God. Standing on the stairs of the Levites were Jeshua, Bani, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Bani, Sherebiah, Bani, and Kenani. They cried out with loud voices to the Lord their God. Amen. What do you do when things are going wrong in your life? Do you complain that it's everyone else's fault, or that events are conspiring against you? Or do you confess your part in what is going wrong? Complaining comes from a sense of pride. Confession comes from a sense of humility. God responds to those who confess their sins and their failures with a sense of humility. Having listened to the book of the law and realized just how far they were from God's standards for their lives as God's people, Nehemiah and the Israelites humbly confessed their sins. The decisions to fast and wear burlap and dust on their foreheads were all signs of their desire to be humble before God in their confessions. God responded with forgiveness, mercy, and grace. Unconfessed sin creates distance between God and us. A prideful attitude that leads to complaining about others or our circumstances simply deepens that distance. Only humble confession allows our holy God to bridge that gap and to answer our prayers as we agree with Him about our sin. God will never reject a broken, repentant, and humble heart. Give Him yours today. As you mull these thoughts over today, this question may help you to go deeper. Why do we struggle to be honest and humble about our sin, when we know God already knows all about it? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for the last of this week's Battle Drill Devotionals. As we come to the crux, what is the point of confession?
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.